You know, as we looked at holiness last week, if we're going to rule and reign, we must come under the authority of the Word of God. Can we agree? Right? And that's an issue. That's an issue in the world, in America, maybe in your household. Do we pick and choose, or do we come under the authority of God's Word? Because that holy, it means to be separated, right? The Hebrew word kadosh, it means actually like a cutting away or a ripping apart and setting aside. Anything that has been touched by God has become holy. Amen? You have become holy because of the God who changed your life. That's what made you holy. He cut you out of the world. He ripped you out of darkness. He ripped me out of darkness. And he said, according to his word, you are mine. And from that day forward, he said, now I want you to be what? Holy. I've done all the work. I did all the cutting away. I ripped you out of darkness. And now I need you to walk with me. But you're going to have to walk according to my word. Because if you're going to have any authority, you're going to have to be under authority. It's the only way it works. It does not work any other way in the Word of God or in the kingdom of God. And the life of Jesus Christ proved that so beautifully, didn't he? I did not come to do what I wanted. I came to do the will of the one who sent me, right? The will of the Father. And then he said, I will not speak of what I want to speak about or what I think. I will only say and do what I heard and saw in eternity. It's all he's going to do. So when we see, talk about authority, does Jesus have some authority? You think he knows something about authority? You think he wrote a book about how to handle authority? You think there's any other way to have authority than the way that he said it? There's no other way. If we're going to walk holy and walk in the authority of the Word of God, then the only way to have that is to walk under authority. There's no way to enjoy all the benefits of the kingdom without coming under the authority of the Word. Can I tell you, so many people, we're talking about in church, not obviously the world, but in church, so many people are not enjoying all that the kingdom has to offer because they refuse to submit or to surrender to the holy Word of God. There's certain areas of our lives where we say, yes, I'll do this, but I'm hanging on to this part. If we're going to enjoy all the benefits of the kingdom, we're going to have to come under the authority of what the kingdom says and does. We can't do it our way. We've got to come under the authority of what the Word of God says. One man said, the Father is not going to put you over the things that he has put under you until you come under those things he has put over you. Let me say that again, because I thought it was brilliant. The Father is not going to put you over those things that he has put under you until you come under those things he has put over you. Does that make sense? Right. So many times we want to be in charge. We want to be the one running it. We want to be doing it our way. And he said, look, you can do it your way, but it doesn't end well. I don't know about you, but I tried to do it my way. It didn't end very well. 5 times in jail by the time I was 22. That doesn't go well. It's a great resume. For salvation. Because I had a hard time coming under the authority that God put in my life. That's what the military does. They help you. Because when I signed on that dotted line, I signed my life away. They said, your body is now government property. They already knew it was a weapon. And so now... It was quite blunt. Didn't have much of an edge to it, but it was a weapon nonetheless. But they help you. This is what the Word of God. See, God used that time in the military to prepare me to understand what authority is. And that you can't violate it. And yet in the body of Christ, so many violate the very Word of God and then say, I will walk and I will have authority and I will do it like this. And everyone around me will submit and surrender to this. And if they don't, they have problems and we don't even know how many they have. Because I'm right and that's what everyone should do. So many times in so much of lives, the biggest issue in America is authority and submitting to it. The biggest issue is authority and submitting to it. In the schools, they gave the authority to the children. How stupid. You remember being one of those. You tried to get away with everything you possibly could. They threatened the teachers with their jobs when some child can beat them, punch them, act, curse them out. My wife said the other day at a ball game, one boy on the other team, I don't know whether he got a hit or he struck out or whatever. Oh, I think he got out. And he started using that four-letter word that's not love. And he started yelling it going down the first base line. And a woman said, hey, watch your mouth. There's children here. He used the word on her and told her where to go. And you know what? Nobody did anything. That coach, if I was that coach, yep. If I was the father of that boy or the mother of that boy, yep, we would have had problems. He wouldn't have had to worry about swinging a bat. He'd be swinging a stinking pickaxe and digging an 8-foot hole and then filling it in again. And then he'd dig it again until he learned how to control his tongue and talk to adults. But you see, the problem is the authority. Everybody's afraid to say anything. The church is afraid to speak the word of God. They are. Yeah, but what happens if people label me as a bigot? They lie. It's that simple. Oh, you're homophobic. No, I'm not. Oh, you're all these things. Anybody can call you any name they want. Doesn't mean it's true. We've forgotten the authority that we walk under. Whose word do we walk according to? If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's that simple. Why is the church afraid? They've lost their authority. How did the church lose the authority? They stopped standing on the Word of God. They stopped going back to the Word of God. They stopped reading the Word of God. You look at how many of these churches are closing because the Word of God isn't being preached. They're not walking in the integrity of the Word of God. Because the only integrity we have is the integrity of the Word of God living through us. Amen? Because every one of us have failed at one time or another. We've all lied. We've all done all kinds of things. So therefore, our integrity has been weakened at different times. But now the authority of the Word of God is never weakened. God's Word is mighty, it's powerful, it's how sharp? Sharp as a two-edged sword, right? Dividing soul and the spirit. Nothing escapes the Word of God. No realm, no dimension, nothing gets outside or does not come under the Word of God at one time. Whether it's here or whether it's in eternity, either way, it's going to come under the Word of God. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 2:13. And it says, for this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the Word of God, tell your neighbors, I received it. Okay. Which you have heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but for what it really is. What it really is, the Word of God, which also performs its work in you, who what? Who believe. It's the Word of God. It's not the Word of men. Although the world would try to say that it's just the words of man. Written over 1,500 years, which you all know, in 66 books and over 40 authors. And yet it stood the test of time. It stood the test of the scrutiny of man for thousands of years. And it still has the same power as the day that the Lord spoke it. Nothing changes, right? Because we all know Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of the king is, there's power, where the word of the king is. See, now we have to decide who's going to be king in our houses. Because is he going to be king? Then his word will have power in your house. But if you're going to be king, your words don't have power. Well, they do, but they have destructive power for the most part. How many tried to destroy their marriage when they first got married? I did, because I didn't come under the word of God. I didn't know I was doing it. I thought I was building the word, my marriage. I thought I was doing it all right. I was a nice guy in my mind. But it takes two to come into agreement. She didn't agree with that all the time, you know. And so the areas that I left out from under the word of God were the areas that I was struggling in my marriage. And then as we brought them under the authority of the word of God through wisdom of those that taught and those that trained us, and also when we read and prayed, and then everything started to change slowly. It takes time. It takes time. Some of those roots go deep. Some of those roots of rebellion go deep in each one of us. Because maybe not in that area, but maybe in another area. Maybe there's something else that you struggle with where the roots go deep, and it takes the Lord a while to be able to allow you to cut that root, to surrender that area to him, and to say, Lord, whatever your word says, I'll agree with. For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, you received the word of God. That's us. We've already received the word of God. We can't proclaim ignorance this morning. No, we can't claim ignorance. We have it on our tablets. We have it on our phones. We have it in a written word. We have it where somebody else will read it for you. Isn't that wonderful? Some people say, I'm just not a good reader. That's okay. You got to become a good listener then, because the word of God is there. How much of our time do we spend putting that before us? And the most powerful thing on the planet, the word of God, where he says, if you'll read my word and you'll study the word to show yourself approved, I'll heal your marriage. Your children will come back. Trust me. But how many times do people walk fretting and anxious, fearful that their children will never, I don't know if they ever will. What did his word say? What did his word say? You and your family, your household. He said he's going to do it. It might not even be in your lifetime. But he said he's going to do it. Amen? So this isn't about us being distracted and trying to manipulate the situation and trying to get our kids, give them everything. Don't give them everything. Good golly. You will ruin them like there's no tomorrow. I forget who it was, some multimillionaire. He said, the best thing I ever gave my children was nothing. He made them go out and start their own businesses. He helped them if they'd work hard, but he didn't give them anything. And that's the best thing we could possibly do. We nurture them for a long time, but then eventually they got to stand up. Amen? Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the power of his word, or the word of his power. And after making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So the whole world, the whole universe held together by the power of his word. John 17:17, it says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is what? Is truth. So everything that you need to know about life and what you're going to walk through and how to handle people, you're going to find in the word of God. You know, and we believe the word of God is true. We agree. We stand on the word of God. We preach the word of God. We don't want anything else outside the word of God, because we've had a lot of confusion that's come into the house of God because of other books that have come in that man has written. And they said, hey, this one trumps the word of God. Many religions are started because somebody tried to trump the word of God. Because there's such a term as causation, and it refers to the fact that we live in a cause and effect universe. Therefore, we live in a universe that demands an eternal first cause that did not need to be caused itself. In other words, only God can explain how the first cause happened. Only God can explain it. All the other ones have theories and they have religions, but none of them explain it. Only God explains it in its entirety. It's called causation, or first mentioned in the word of God. He's the one that has caused it. He's the one that says, in the beginning, God. That's the beginning of everything. See, if we're going to walk on the Word of God, we're going to agree with the Word of God, that the Word of God is powerful, we're going to have to agree with what it says and not get outside of that. In every area of our lives, in every area that everything has to be submitted to Him. Boy, because outside the Word of God, there's no kingdom authority. There's no kingdom authority outside the Word of God. All the authority that we're going to walk in, we're going to have to come in alignment with the Word of God. If we don't align everything in our household with the Word of God, that area of our household is in rebellion. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. And I know every one of us have work to do. Amen? Every one of us. There's always an area that God still is putting His finger on, and He's so gentle, isn't He? He's so gentle. He takes His time with each one of us. What an amazing Father we have. But anything that doesn't come under the authority of the Word of God is rebellion. We know that there's one God in three persons. We all agree with that. Amen? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved than the name of Jesus. Right. We're all in agreement with that. And the Word of God is our complete authority. 2 Timothy 3:16, right? All Scripture, we know that one by heart, is given by God and is profitable for teaching and reproof. John 1, 1 through 3, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, right? And God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Then it says, and there was nothing that was created without Him, and anything that was created by Him. And the Scripture says everything was created by Him and for Him. Therefore, you were created for Him. And He said, look at, I created it all. I was there in the beginning. I created you for Myself. And this is how I want you to walk so you can have your freedom all the days on the earth. But it's going to be in line with My Word. Anything that gets outside of that, you're going to get yourselves in trouble. Because My Word is going to build a strong foundation in your life. My Word is holy. It's separate from every other writing on the planet. But guess what? Everything in our nation has been built on His Word. All the beginnings of this nation was built on His Word. We got outside the Word and we made some mistakes. Sounds like every household in here. Amen? Every person in here, we made some mistakes when we get outside the Word of God. Our nation has. But can I tell you? Everything, even if you look into our laws, you look at our judicial, all of our systems, everything, they took the wisdom from the Word of God. Even the people that don't believe the Word of God, their lives are still based on some of the Word of God. The way that they organize and they order their homes, it's still based on the Word of God, and they don't even know it's based on the Word of God because they never read the Word of God. It's the foundation of everything, and it's been built into every aspect of our lives. It's amazing how people won't even acknowledge the power of the Word of God in their lives, and yet they live by it in a lot of ways. They don't even acknowledge Jesus Christ. Colossians says, 1:16, it said, for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. So creation and everything that was created by Him and for Him. That's the authority of His Word. We got to come under that. Marriage, we got to bring that under whatever the Word of God says in marriage. How I'm supposed to treat my wife. I've got to take that and I've got to agree with the Word of God in marriage. If I get outside of what the Word of God says, I'm going to get in trouble. If I don't proclaim what the Word of God says in it, or if I don't live according to it, I'm going to bring issues into my home. Most every issue that happens in marriage happens because of unsurrendered attitudes, speech, desires, or because we're insecure, we are so afraid to be honest, right? I've said it many times from here, the first time that, you know, when we got in a fight, and then eventually I just said, she said, what's the problem? And I said, nothing. You know, all you guys have lied and did the same thing at one time or another. There was a problem. She knew it. She could tell by the look on my face or my silence or whatever it was. And I said nothing. And she said, what's the problem? And I said, you hurt my heart. And it sounded so sisamarified. Just being honest. I didn't want to say that. You hurt my heart. But I finally had the courage to be honest and say it. And then she said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your heart. I was like, no? Are you serious? It's the greatest answer ever. She was like, no, I wouldn't have said that if I knew it was going to hurt your heart. All these years. Who'd have thunk? It's incredible how quickly we could have gotten past this. But my own fears and insecurities wouldn't allow me to be honest and tell her the truth about what was going on inside of me. Because I had to protect me. I had to make sure that I was strong. That I couldn't be affected. You couldn't get hurt. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It changed in a moment. When honesty came in. Whoops. It's true. When honesty comes, change comes. But if you won't be honest, how is change supposed to come? See, because we're going to have to be honest with ourselves in the Word of God. Yeah, I don't have no problem. Everything going all right? Everything's going good. You don't have any problems? No, I don't have any problems. Really. Every thought you have lines up with the Word of God. Every word that comes out of your mouth builds the kingdom of God. All the moments of your life are given to someone else. All of these things are in control and under the authority of the Word of God. You see, this is where God wants us to transform and change the way that we think, whether it's marriage, right? Or God created, right? In Genesis chapter 2, he said created man, and then he created woman. He took the rib out of man and he created woman. So he created man and he created women, and that's the only two he created. And yet the church is divided on this. Not this one. Just so we're clear. There's a man. There's a woman. Done. Amen. Why is there such a big discussion when that's how simple it is? All the rest has to do with feelings. It doesn't have to do with the truth. We stand on the truth of what God created. But how many Christians are afraid to get in that discussion? Oh, wait till this goes on Facebook and YouTube. I'm gonna be famous. I'm gonna be. The truth is, according to the Word of God, salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Why can we stand on the one? Because if we're afraid to share the truth when people ask, not to offend, not to hurt, but to share the truth. I didn't share the truth with my marriage. And every time the same issue came up, I was insecure and would go and walk or just hide or shut down or not talk until I was honest one time and said, here's the truth. How many people are walking in darkness because the church is afraid to share the truth? The truth is that in order for me to come into the kingdom or you to come into the kingdom, at the door, we had to check our sin. And that doorway is Jesus Christ. Right? We had to say, in order to enter, I have to renounce who I am, what I've done before the Lord Jesus Christ and agree whatever his word says. That's what I'll do from here on out. Because he said, that's who I am. I wrote it. That's what I've spoken and I don't change. Therefore, every one of us has to change. Every one of us. How about raising children? Do we bring that under the word of God? A couple people do. The rest want to listen to worldly advice on how to raise. I better look at the camera because I don't want to get in trouble. You wouldn't believe the laser beams that are shooting at me right now. Out there in social world, help, help. It's rough in here. It's hard. How many people refuse to agree with the word of God when it comes to raising children? And they decide to do it their own way and lay the word of God down. And then we reap the benefits of our arrogance, because if we won't take what God has given us, his kids, and raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, training and equipping them for the work of the ministry and walking with them, born with foolishness in their hearts and the rod drives it from them. Uh-oh. Oh, but what if social services hears about that? Then what? There is no social services in eternity, just so we're clear. None. Because there's nothing between our soul and our Savior. There's nothing. How about our finances? Can we bring them under the authority of the Word of God? Uh-oh. Now we're meddling. Now you got way off base, Pastor. It's always about money with you guys, isn't it? You know how many times I've heard that? When's the last time we took up an offering? 2 years ago. Unless it was a guest minister. We put the tithe boxes on the back. Because you see, if you're serious about God and you're coming under the authority of God's word, then no different than me loving my wife the way that Christ loved the church. No different than me agreeing that there's male and there's female. And they're the only two that were ever married in the word of God. That's it. And then when it says how to raise my children according to the word of God, then it tells me with my finances, bring my gift to the house of God. You see, when we do these things, our lives start to change. Because we'll never be an authority until we come under the authority of the one who gives us the authority. And so many times when we look at lives and we see what's going on with them, they withhold. They withhold words of kindness for their spouses. They withhold words of either kindness or correction even for our kids. I tell my boys and even Chelsea, not no more anyway. Chelsea's out of the house. She's married with five kids. But correction is not rejection. Correction is not rejection. We need to tell the adults that too, don't we? Correction is not rejection. Because if we correct in love according to the word of God, we bring life and life more abundantly. Amen? The issue is in love and according to the word of God. Once we correct in love and according to the word of God, we bring under authority, then the word works always. And it always does what it was sent to do. Always does what it was sent to do. So if you're here and you're a member here, there's envelopes in the back. You just fill it out. You write your tithe out. What the scripture says, the 10%, you throw them in a box and you go on about your business. Or you can do it online. Oh, Pastor, really? Everything was going so good. And then you had to go there. Isn't that amazing? The things that touch people's soul. What's that? I'm going to a lot of places. I'm only going to places where the word of God takes us. Because these are all principles from the word of God. Amen? Isn't it amazing how, now you guys would know because mostly he's looking to the back of somebody else's head, but standing up here, you see different facial expressions when you bring up different topics. And you can tell what's going on in people's lives by the expression. Isn't that true? You need to, them children are born foolishness in the heart and rod drives it from them. Yeah, this is what you get up here. You have no idea. You have no idea. You need to love your wife as Christ loved the church. That's what you get. Or else you get this. Whew. Time is it anyway? And then you mention money and oh yeah. Let's go out to the ball game. Everybody checks out. Everybody looks. What? Oh, I knew it. I knew he had to go there. I knew he would try to be there. It's what you get. But it's easy to see what's going on in people's lives. How about, do we bring the word of God about how to treat your neighbor? Do we bring that? Do we come under that authority? You want a good relationship with your neighbor? You're going to have to do what the word of God says. If you don't have a good relationship with your neighbor, anybody else besides me have one of them? Yeah, I got one that's rugged, let me tell you. Now listen, if you have 150 acres, you live in the middle, you still got neighbors. Sorry, Dan. All right? You still got not just the sheep, the goats. Oh, no, you can't have goats no more because they ate Ann's flowers. So that's the end of the goats. They all went to the farmer's market. But you still got neighbors. And no matter how they treat you, we still have to treat our neighbors the way the Word of God says. Amen? We still have to love your neighbor as yourself. We can't get outside of that. We can't throw that off to the side and say, well, look at, these are the neighbors from HE double hockey sticks, and I'm not going there again. You have no idea how painful that is. I know how painful it was for Jesus Christ on the cross. But if it's the holy word of God, and if he said, this is how I want you to live, then until we come under that, treat our neighbors the way we would want to be treated, love our wives the way that Christ loved the church, stand upon the promises of God, sow into the kingdom of God, raise our children according to the word of God, until the church does it, how are we going to lead the world? If most of the church comes in and says, I don't care what the word of God says. It's how we do it in my house. Listen, I had to go to some of them houses. You have no... Yeah, that's how it goes. After I leave, usually. But while I'm there, everybody's in agreement. When we walk out of these doors, are you going to be in agreement? When you walk home and the ham has been in so long, looks like a can of Spam. That's all that's left. Does everybody put on a happy face and say, don't worry, peanut butter and jelly will be just fine. When we walk out of here and the neighbor's goat ate all your bushes, do we still love them the way that Christ loved us in the midst of all of our failures and our mistakes and our issues? Come on up, Jeff. Or are we going to come under? We're not going to have authority in until we come under the power of his word. His word is holy. His word is one that came from the throne room of God. His one, when we live according to his word, we get cut away from everything else going on in the world. We're in it, but we're not a part of it. Amen? Because when you start to live according to the word of God, I can pray for you, but I'm not going to, look at those that are running in all kinds of immorality, those that are into the drugs and the drinking, I'm going to go and I'm going to pray, but we ain't running together. Because the Bible says it has nothing to do with them. Doesn't say hang out with them. Doesn't say keep running with them. That's what we do on Friday nights. That's not what the scripture says, because most people are too weak in their walk and they'll get drawn back in. Yeah, I'm going to pray for them. Yeah, I'm going to spend some time with them. Yes, I'm going to encourage them and love on them, but I'm not running in that circle. I did that already. The Bible says have nothing to do with that lifestyle. Nothing. It's amazing how quiet it gets in here when you bring up that topic. Yeah, but Pastor, that's not very loving. Oh, yes, it is. It's because I love you so much that I want the best for you. Because if you're going to go down and hang out with that and put that before your eyes and think about that, guess what happens? Eventually, you start to get drawn into it. That's why Jesus said, have nothing to do with them. Go and tell them about the Word of God. Maybe you're not the answer for them. Maybe it's somebody else and you need to pull out and go find somebody else. Maybe you're just supposed to share the word with them. No, brother, I love them. I just want to hang out. I'm just going to be there. I'm going to be with them all the time. Don't go there. It was a young man that did that, went to Teen Challenge, came out and said, I got it. I'm going to win all my friends. I said, don't go there. You're too weak. Within a month, he was back in jail. Went to Teen Challenge again. Got out of Teen Challenge, came back. He said, now I'm ready. I said, don't go there. Because you're too weak. You have the knowledge, but you haven't built the foundation. Back in jail within 3 months. Back to Teen Challenge. See, because if we don't listen to wisdom, then we're going to go around that same mountain. God wants us to break free from the mountain and walk into the promised land. Amen? Here's where the promised land is. We line up our lives with the word of God. That's how we enter the promised land. God said, you're free. Are you free indeed? If you're free indeed, then stand up. See, if you're free, then that means the only, because the only way that we're free is according to the word of God. He said, confess, believe in your heart and what? Confess with your mouth that, and you shall be. Right. All right. So it says, you're going to have to believe. You're going to have to confess. What are you confessing? His word. It's what he said. Just confess my word. Every situation in our lives, confess his word. It is holy. It is separate. It is different than every other document on this planet. And yet, how much time do we spend reading all kinds of other gibberish? Watching other junk, not knowing the word of God. I believe that God's pulling each one of us into a place where he's chiseling away a little bit more, but at a different rate than he was before. And I believe because he needs his church ready, not only for an influx, but he needs his church ready for persecution. He said there'll be a great falling away. You know who's going to not come to church? Those who don't believe. Oh, they might have come for a long time, but they didn't build their own lives on the word of God and open it up in the morning. They didn't build their foundation. They were living and walking around the edge of somebody else's foundation instead of building their own, because those that build the foundation, their lives on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, when trials come, they'll walk through. Because they won't be moved by what goes on in this world. Because we're supposed to love our lives even unto the what? Or not love our lives. Laying our lives down even unto the death. But the weaker the foundation, the less the world wants to follow. That's why the church has been having problems. It's gotten away from the word of God. It says, well, the word of God can be changed. Not. We can add to the word of God. Not. We can do it our own way and then just check in at the last minute. Oh, here comes death. Father, forgive me for all I've done. There, I made it. Hot dog. How many people think like that? You can tell by the giggling. A lot of people do. The world does, but you don't know that day or that hour. And God's got so much more for our lives. But I want to read that one quote one more time. The Father is not going to put you over those things that he has put under you until you come under those things he's put over you. You're not going to have the victory until you come under the authority of the Word of God. Until you implement that in your lives. I implement that. Any area outside of that, I'm holding control and I'm saying I know better than God. Let's surrender to the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the holiness of our King. Take our lives and give them to Him freely, for He has so much for each one of us. Amen? So much that He has for each one. Let's come into an agreement this morning that anything we have come to place above the authority of His Word, we tear down. I want you to go home and make a list of anything, any area that you're weak in, and start to find the scriptures that deal with that situation. And then say, as for me and my house, we'll come under the authority of the word. We'll just do whatever the word of God says. Call me crazy, but I'm just going to do whatever the word of God says. Some of you, as you might say, call Miss Brenda, because you play an instrument. Oh, no. I don't want to have to go early for practice. He's not worthy of my time. We don't say that, but that's the reality of it, amen? Because every gift is His, every talent is His. And if we don't use it for Him, we didn't come under the Word of God according to what He had said. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. Go and make a list. anything that's outside the realm, anything that we're giving ourselves to, any area. Maybe it's just time in the Word. Lord, I haven't had a lot of time in the Word. I'm going back to the Word. And I'm going to make sure that I get up a little bit earlier. That I turn off the Andy Griffith Show by 9 o'clock instead of 11. Listen, spoiler alert. Barney only ever gets one bullet. Just in case you were waiting to see if they ever gave him six shots or five shots, he only gets one. Now you don't have to watch it to the end. But whatever you're giving yourself to, there's the most important meeting you'll ever have in your life is 5:30 or 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whatever time you got to be to work. That's the most important meeting you'll ever have in your life is early morning. Because that's where you come under. And you say, Daddy, you get this day. You're the one that leads this day. You're the one that I surrender to. You're the one that I submit to. It's your holy word that I want in my mind to renew it and to strengthen it so that I speak it to everyone this week. Amen. Father, I thank you for the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you that every area of our lives, you've covered it all from beginning to end. You said you were there and you created us in darkness, and you said you'll be there to escort us into eternity. And your word covers every issue we'll ever have in between. And then you made a new covenant, a better covenant, through the blood of your Son, so that we could walk not only free, but in victory in every area. That man wouldn't control us, that situations wouldn't control us, that problems wouldn't overwhelm us, for we would just go back and we would hide in that strong tower called the presence of God. Thank you, Father, for changing us today through the power of your word. We surrender to it. Every area that we've been struggling in, Father, we want to go back and find the answer to the Word of God that will never change. All the way through eternity, you will be the God of your Word. We let us stand on it. Let us grab a hold of it. Let us fall in love with it in a greater way, that if anyone comes and asks a question, we would simply give them the truth in love and watch their lives change the way that you have changed us. Lord, we pray your blessing upon each and every one here. Thank you for renewing us this morning, God, with a hunger and a thirsting for surrender in Jesus' name. Amen.